Thank you very much, Rabbi Adlerstein. Certainly appreciate that. It's an honor and a pleasure for us to be here with you in Southern California. Along with that introduction, there's a beautiful introduction. I wanted to ask you specifically, could you give specific examples of the work that you do and your accomplishment and what results you may have obtained from interfaith dialogue and such?
We are sitting here in the Museum of Tolerance. It's a tourist must in Southern California. It's considered a neutral spot politically, culturally, so that different people, different walks of life, different faiths feel comfortable coming to the building. And we use it kind of as a magnet to draw people, especially at times of conflict and stress. So we've not only reached out to other communities, but at times we've been able to be good moral brokers. I think a favorite memory of mine was the time of the ill-fated Iranian street revolution, which I'm afraid America did not quite play the way it should have at the time. But Los Angeles has a very, very large Iranian expat community, so much so that Google Maps once termed the neighborhood just about a mile from here as Tehrangeles. So during this revolution, we had requests from many different Iranian groups, the whole gamut. People who were old-style Republicans, monarchists, secular Iranians, Muslim Iranians, a few Jewish Iranians also. Every one of these groups wanted to take their message to the American people, and they really didn't have the wherewithal. They didn't know how. And what we did at the time was arrange a press conference in which all the different groups who usually disagreed with one another, but were united here that they wanted American support for what was happening and for the Iranian people. And I found it just so startling that we had all of these groups come here and all of the television stations were here. And there was an Orthodox rabbi, my colleague, Rabbi Cooper, standing there with a big yarmulke who was mediating between all of these groups, none of which were Jewish. But it was an example kind of what I meant by multi-faith, the fact that there was a problem, that there was a human problem going on, that there were people looking with great expectation and great fear of what would happen in the following days. And we were able to use the Jewish experience of many decades to the benefit of other people. People who we don't necessarily agree with religiously, they didn't agree with us, but that sort of didn't matter. The human element was more important. In more conventional areas, we've done things such as mediated between gangs in the streets of Los Angeles. We have programs for teaching tolerance, both here and in New York, in which we take firefighters, police, and train them in sensitivity to different communities. So much of the tension between people in blue or working under the cloak of authority and populations can be reduced when there is more understanding. So we've invested a lot in that. In the area of outreach to Muslims in particular, we've been privileged for the last number of years to make regular visits to the largest mosque, the King Fahd Mosque in Culver City. We work very, very closely with a wonderful person by the name of Muhammad Khan, who's been a friend of ours for many years. We have entertained classes for Muslim graduate students visiting from Claremont University who've wanted to find out about the Jewish experience in America and how a small minority managed to eventually overcome some of the stereotypes and achieve a certain amount of acceptance in American culture. And I'm proud to say that I was able to participate in that, not just as a member of the Simon Wiesenthal Center, but as an Orthodox Jew, warning them that it's not necessarily such a good thing to follow the lead of the Jewish experience in America. It was successful for people as people, but in the process, many of these Jews had to give up their Jewishness. So they lost their soul in the process. As an Orthodox Jew, I don't want to see Muslims giving up God. I believe that everybody, every human being, should have the opportunity to have an experience with God. I don't want people to be secularized. I believe that there must be a way in which Muslims and Christians, as well as Jews, can live not despite, but because of their belief in peace and harmony with other people, and do it better because they are committed to the Word of God.